you know, we play this type of music that a lot of our teachers are very humble people, and a lot of our peers are very humble people who don't really promote themselves at all and are incredible musicians. And we're playing this music from people who, like, whose stories don't really get out into the world as much as they should. And so the fact that we were given this opportunity to have, like, a bigger stage, I think is not, we didn't take that lightly, because we know, if, you know, when you get an opportunity, you always think about all the people who didn't get that opportunity.
Yeah, it's our hope to put the music and the story forward rather than ourselves.
Yeah, so it's a tricky balance because, yeah, you know, we're not singing our own songs. We're singing songs that were kind of, like, handed to us and, like, passed to us. And yeah, it's, you know, you just have to be careful. Or, I don't know.
Are there any taboos that come with that tradition of sharing other folks' music?
I mean, certainly, I think.
Not all of them are spoken outright.
Yeah. And some people are more open than others. Like, some people are more accepting of it, and some people are, like, super, like, ah, you can never perform traditional music ever. It ruins it. Some people think that.
And what?
Some people who play fiddle music, sometimes they, you know, because this music comes from, like, this place of just playing it for your family or just playing it in your house, then they, you know, inherently it does change when all of a sudden you take that same fiddle tune that used to live in the house and then you bring it on a stage or you put it on a record, which is something that you do in the modern age. But
makes it different music. And so it's just, I think everybody who does this kind of music is trying to figure out how to do that in a way that's respectful and
works for them. Like, yeah, some people have chosen, like, okay, I don't want to perform it because, you know, I believe that I just want to keep it in my house. And some people are, like, their first instinct is to perform it. So I think there's always little arguments amongst our community about that. But I think that both roles are really important, like, mm-hmm, both ends of the spectrum. Like, you need the people that are just practicing it in their house and in their community. And you also need people to, like, you know, spread the love to places that don't have it.
How did you guys discover this type of music and become part of this community? You describe it as being very tight-knit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Well, it's spread out geographically.
Right.
But it's a small number of people. And
somewhat cultish.
Yeah. People come together for these festivals in the summertime and, you know, play tunes, you know, late into the night, and everybody's camped out in tents. And that can feel very tight-knit. It feels a lot like a family reunion in a lot of ways.
Yeah.